I change tack just a moment. We've got this Jared Mullen situation in the NRL, which is obviously pretty important for supporters of that football club. But as I said before, I know Jared's mum and dad. They're really great people. And, you know, the Mullen family would be doing it tough. You wonder how such a young, well, not so young now, I think he's 30, but outstanding player ends up in this situation. I mean, are we right to think that perhaps the recurring injuries were so much that he thought, gee, I need some miracle cure to get me through the last few years of my career? I want to talk to Dean Ritchie about this, rugby league writer at the Daily Telegraph. I always enjoy he and Ray discussing, well, various aspects of Dean's life. We'll just talk footy today. I'm pretty sure he'll be happy about that. Hello, Dean.
It's nice to have someone sensible at the other end of the
Well done, you. Mate, can you believe this? No one would have thought that Jared Mullen was this sort of fella. It's still got to be proven, of course, but on the surface, it doesn't look good.
No, it's a terrible shame. You mentioned his parents, they're good people. Steve Mullen, the father, used to play for the Bulldogs in the 1980s. Jared's a good young kid. I mean, those that come into contact with Jared, you know, he's polite, he's courteous, he's well-mannered, he's just a normal Aussie. He loves his mates, he loves having a bet. And look, you know, only Jared Mullen knows why he did this, but you can't help but think, Luke, I guess, that, you know, he's had a lot of injuries. He's been under a lot of pressure in Newcastle to perform. He's missed a lot of football through those injuries. And look, you know, maybe he just decided to take the punt, which, you know, is a foolish decision and one that's going to have, you know, horrible ramifications through the rest of his life.
Well, it must end his, if it's proven, if the B sample is positive as well, that's the end of his career, surely.
Yeah, you would think so. As you pointed out, Luke, he turns 30 in April, so he's not a young kid anymore, Jared. Obviously, the steroid, it's a prickly name. It's called Drostanolo, which is, it's barred on the WADA list. It's generally used, it's an injectable substance, and it's used by bodybuilders. It strips the fat off them, Luke, basically.
Yeah.
But you look, Jared Mullen came in as a bit of a kid prodigy, and I think it was in 2007. He came from the clouds to represent New South Wales in a
yes.
game.
Yeah.
It didn't quite work out that year. Perhaps he was a bit young, and a lot of people say he never quite recovered from that emotionally to be brought in for one and then booted straight out. But look, he's had a lot of pressure, as I said, up there in Newcastle, but certainly no excuses. Look, you know, steroids are barred. We know the rules, we know the ramifications.
Yeah.
And if that B sample comes back positive, well, I don't think we'll see Jared Mullen playing football again. And as you can understand, the kid is distraught and devastated.
Which is going to make it difficult again for the Knights to do anything about the finals this year, you'd have to think. And of course, mate, he was the one brought in after the Johns. So there was already expectation. Leave aside the fact he was young, but to come in following the likes of Andrew and Matthew, my goodness, what an act to follow. Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. He's only a kid. I think he was about 18 at the time, which is life in Newcastle is in a fishbowl up there, as we know. It's a one-team town, and you can't escape too far up there without being in the limelight or the spotlight. But look, if he is found guilty of that B sample, it is a four-year ban, so there's no way he will come back from that. And he's on a $1.5 million contract spanning 2 years, so look, it's a massive risk financially for Jared. If it all goes up in smoke, which it looks like it will, that's $750,000 gone. If there is some small bright side to emerge from all this, I guess, Luke, is that Newcastle does have some money again in their salary cap.
Yeah.
And they'll obviously try to push forward. But look, at this stage, I don't think they're thinking about salary caps and replacements. They're just focused on Jared Mullen's welfare.
All right, mate. I don't know if you heard the news that Cronulla resigned Ben Barber for a one-year deal.
Yeah, I have heard that. Look, it's been on the cards for a while, actually, Luke. The day he left, there was always sort of mutterings around town that Ben Barber would return. I get the feeling deep down, mate, that there might have been some sort of deal struck. That,
yeah.
Look, cop your 12 weeks, go away, we'll get rid of you for a while, but come back. He'll be back mid-season. Look, they did ask, they, as in the Sharks, asked the NRL whether he could come back early to train. The NRL quite rightly said, look, no, it can't happen. He's going to have to serve out his time. The NRL has to remain vigilant when it comes to cocaine. And look, he's a great player, Benny Barber. He slipped up before. He slipped up again. But surely, as good a player as he is, Luke, this is surely Ben Barber's last chance.
You'd have to think so. All right, mate, get back to your holiday. Thank you for having a couple of minutes for us. I'll let Ray know how, I didn't want to say compliant, but how friendly you are to the show. Great friend of the Ray Hadley Morning Show. How available you became the minute you knew it was Ray's show, even though he wasn't going to be here, and what a strong supporter of the great man you are. I'll let him know all of that, okay?
See, when I'm not prodded and pushed, teased and tormented, I'm not a bad bloke.
See you, mate. Good stuff.
See you, Luke.
There he is, Bulldog Richie.